You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with Tim S. Marshall. Tim is, you know, started out with a seventh grade education, built himself a big old company, and sold it for a fat price. And now he goes out and helps people understand how they can do that, too, because you're just a guy, aren't you?
I'm just a guy.
And you just worked real hard and got good grades.
I work very, very hard.
All right. Well, that's what it takes. It just doesn't come easy unless you get lucky and get hit by the lightning bolt.
That is very, very, very true.
Now, Tim, if I was going to ask you what your foundation principle is, what would you say?
Your words. Practice your words. And I'll give you a quick story. When I was selling office equipment, I was demoing a system, and it took me 6 months to build up this relationship with the customer. I went through the objections, the rejections, everything. I finally got the office equipment out there, and I was like, okay, this is where it's going to happen, right? Well, then it jammed, and then it jammed, and then it caught on fire.
No way. It didn't really catch on fire.
It caught on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was like, okay, I'm not going to be trying to have equipment sell for me anymore. And that's when I really started to polish my words. I began to read out loud, use voice inflection, use compelling messages, learn the art of how to tell my story and another company's story, too, to back it up, to leverage it, to leverage other people, to build value in other people. So I really harness my words in a way where I can take over companies or I can work with professional athletes. Whatever it is, our words are the most powerful thing in the world, and it's the only true thing we have control over.
Fascinating perspective, but right on. Right on. I'm actually speechless. Well, that's really great stuff. You know, yeah. I specialize in words, too. I manipulate them, and I do the inflection and stuff like that. I maybe don't have all the lessons and knowledge that you have on the application, but I agree with you completely. And I would say something even more than that. I would say that it's also the consistent application of your perspective. I think you need to be consistent all the time, dependable.
You know, it's right on key. I was asked years ago, what separated me from everybody else? I raised my hand and I said, consistency. 100%. Consistency is the key to success or failure.
You know, I tell people that I'm as regular as the tide. You can count on me coming in. You can count on me going out. But I'm going to be there. The sun, the tide, and me, Jim Freed. We're all dependable.
Yes.
And then the other thing that I found is it's very important as well is to be consistent in your presentation of your brand. We have Bruce Turkel on the show. We talk about branding all the time with Bruce. And I think you're another great example of building a brand and maintaining the brand. How did you build your image in the marketplace that people had when you were selling copiers? How did you break through the clutter and the, oh, it's another copier salesman? How did you build your brand and make yourself different?
Building relationships with strangers. I like people. I love people. So when I would go out and speak to them, it wasn't about, you know, will you buy this? It's more like I'm in front of 40 different customers a day or a week or whatever that number is. I can help leverage our contacts. Here's the company I work for. So I make sure there's credibility across the board. And I sustain those relationships over years, years and years and years and years. So it actually becomes like a hub of a network. So one customer turned into 4,000.
You know, it's really very true. And we talked about this off the air. I would have to say the green room, but it's this grayish room. And we talked about how we both have incredible networks.
Yes.
And leveraging those networks. And, you know, I've got a lot of people out there that listen. But more than that, I got people that look at my flyer, that see what's on. They go see what's on. They don't listen, but they always want to know. They always stay in touch. And it helps me get my message across and keeps me in front of them and keeps me touching them. I touch every person I know that will let me. People can opt out. And I mean that in a business sense, not in the...
I didn't think any differently.
All right. And I reach out to them 2-3 times a week. Once with an email that talks about my business products, and once or twice with an email that talks about the radio show, which also, by the way, carries a message about my business products.
Absolutely. And it's, and you're just rebranding yourself. You're networking. You're building value. You're creating that bridge, as you said, to other people. And it just, it helps. It grows. You know, it's not, and what happens is too in sales, a lot of people get caught up in like a transactional sale. There's in and out, that's it. But there's so much more to that.
Well, I think that it comes out to the fact that, well, when I was in school, they talked about the term I hate using. I'm not going to use the term. I'm going to describe it instead. They said that once somebody bought something, they might get a negative feel about it, might not feel good about it after they bought it. I think that the person that did that sale didn't do the sale correctly.
Yeah.
I think that people should have pride. And then my mom bought the car. It's a little bit more car than she wanted. We're helping her out a little bit. But I want my mom to be driving around in that car. She's 80 years old, for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. She worked hard. Yeah. I want her to enjoy her success. Isn't that kind of what it's all about?
Absolutely. I mean, really, it boils down to, it's like when you solve a problem, it feels good.
100%.
It feels really good.
That's what I do all day long, to solve problems.
We solve problems. That's all we do, right?
It is. If people didn't want to have their problems solved, they, you know, what would they do now? I like one of the things you say in your book. You call yourself a crash test dummy.
Mm-hmm.
Elaborate on that just a little bit.
If it's uncomfortable, I'll do it. I mean, within reason. But it's like within business, for more, you know, more than anything else. It's like writing a book. I took 25 years worth of notes. I mean, I was consistent, right? And I created a platform. Now I have six books. So my patience was 25 years to build a company, right? So I problem solved and I became a crash test dummy so that I could teach people how to go from point A to point B a lot faster.
Based on your experience.
Based on my experience. Knocking my head, and I can say, you know what? Do it like this. So when I work with somebody, they can start a company faster. They can be more effective as a salesperson. I mean, just save everybody time.
Time is what it is. It's all about. We own time is the one thing we can't buy more of.
That is very true.
And you know, I've been listening to what you've been saying. It's really terrific. And I'm going to give you I don't know if it's the same perspective you have or not. My friend Larry Zinn, you hear me talking about him on the Warren Henry stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He will take somebody with a high school education and help them make six figures, get health insurance and everything else, as long as they follow his plan on how to sell cars. And he takes them and they start out as a lump of clay. The best ones are out there washing cars in the back. Mm-hmm. They've got the want to.
Yes.
And he rewards them. The guy that sold me my car, he washed cars.
Yes.
Larry washed cars, for crying out loud. I'm telling you, I delivered newspapers. I washed pets. I worked in the delicatessen where I smelled like a piece of meat for years. My mom wouldn't make me take my clothes off outside. I worked real hard. I went to school. I had a pair of flip-flops and a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from that I've made where I am today. And I think we all need to take a step back and take pride in what we've accomplished and who we are, because we all bring value. We all have something to give to the community. I was talking to another friend of mine just a minute ago before the show started, and she told me that all she wanted to do was make a lot of money so she could give it away. How do you not want to help that person?
Absolutely. And you know what? You've nailed it, because – you know, the best things that I always, when I coach somebody, is two important things: open mind and drive. When you have somebody that has an open mind and they have the drive, it's amazing what they can succeed. And their success meter is based on what they think.
You know, I agree with you completely. And I'm sorry I cut you off.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because just today I was thinking about, am I limiting myself? I always try to revisit where I'm at. And, you know, now I'm coming out of finding Vivi and the Kitty. It's basically been 4 years of hell, 2.5 years of a lot of hell. And the last couple of months have been super hellacious. And I kind of lost myself in all that.
Yeah,
you know, I had the radio show, but I became Jim Freed, the guy looking for Vivian's kidney, and the guy that does real estate in the radio.
Yeah.
And now I've got to get back into being Jim Freed, the guy that does real estate. And I'm starting to think to myself, and what else is there? And so while I'm really excited about what I do, I'm also keeping my mind open. And the radio show, I'm going to make it a bigger and bigger focus. I want to hand it off to my wife, who I've already kind of built it for, and I want to keep on using it to build relationships. My gosh, Tim, it sounds like I'm following your book.
I think that you got your own book going, but yeah, you're pretty good. And I love the passion. I mean, that's one of the things too that, you know, drives. I mean, when you have passion too, it's like, I mean, your demeanor, your passion, everything. I mean, that's so important to build anything. And you know, it's like the struggles too we all have in life, and I always refer to it as like protecting your emotional bullseye. You know, when something hits us, right? And we have to acknowledge it. We have to identify it, because if we let everything else get in the way, then all of a sudden we fall into that domino effect. And then everything starts to go awry a little bit. So, you know, it's one of those things I always try to keep track of as well. You know, when something, and I know you've been through some struggles, but it's like, you know, really protecting our emotions and keeping the actions positive is the most important thing we can do at all times.
100%. And I think it goes back to the first thing you said, which is mm-hmm. that people, you know, believe what they feed themselves, what you got out of the Nightingale book. Now, we're almost out of time for this segment. We just got a call that the folks from the medical marijuana industry are stuck and they won't be able to be here on time. They were coming in from Atlanta. They got stuck. What a surprise. It's tough to get in from Atlanta the week before President. Can you stick around to go one more segment?
Absolutely.
All right, high
Let's
five.
Let's do it.
All right, this is going to be great. I'm really enjoying myself. Everybody here is getting a free coaching session and perhaps a little bit of free psychological therapy. I know I'm getting therapy.
It's good stuff. It's very good stuff.
Is it good stuff, Wanda?
It's great stuff.
All right, well, then stick with us. We're going to have more good stuff after this. We got Bill, we got Mark, we got Debbie and Richard. They're all listening, plus a whole lot more folks. And we've got you out there, too. Thank you for sticking with us. We're going to talk about more great things that are going to help you be better in business, better in life, and get ahead. You can put them in place today and start rocking on it immediately. Wanda, rock it.